When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Zach LaVine is set to make his return to the Chicago Bulls tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. We're going to talk about the ways that Zach LaVine can make an impact right away, even while he's still getting his footing back under him. We're going to talk about that. Plus, we're going to talk about how much longer the Bulls can avoid a rebuild, as former GM Bob Meyer says that the Bulls are only avoiding the inevitable. And we're going to preview today's game against the Charlotte Hornets. All that and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host here, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that being said, let's go ahead and get into the content for today, guys. And so Zach LaVine was recalled from the Windy City Bulls. We dropped an emergency episode on it yesterday, and that sets the stage for both him and Nikola Vucevic to return to the Chicago Bulls today against the Charlotte Hornets. They both have been upgraded to questionable, but one of the biggest questions that have remained around Zach LaVine is just how much is, or what is the impact he's going to have on the Chicago Bulls? Is it going to be positive? Is it going to be negative? There's a chance for both to be happening, right? But I think that we have now kind of gotten ourselves into this mindset of it just being the bad, right? And let's keep in mind, yes, before Zach LaVine went down with injury, he was playing bad. He was shooting the career lows across the board as far as the shooting percentages, and his true shooting percentage had taken a step down. His ability to get to the free throw line had taken a step down. Everything. He was shooting some of the worst splits of his NBA career. But guess what? He wasn't the only one that was shooting that bad. Nikola Vucevic and DeMar DeRozan, all of the core three, were playing at some of their absolute worst in their careers to start the season for the Chicago Bulls. And while Vooch and DeMar have both kind of figured out how to work and be more impactful with this new style of play, I think it's kind of a little bit of an overstatement to say that Zach LaVine can't. Now, Willie, that's the biggest question. I think we all realize that Zach LaVine does have the ability to fit into what the Chicago Bulls are doing, but it takes sacrifice. It takes having the mental fortitude and being focused on trying to fit in what the Chicago Bulls can do. But I do think that it's kind of gotten to this overstatement period of acting like he just can't. Now, like I said before, Zach LaVine was playing bad to horrible before he went down with his injury. They all were, right? And while DeMar and Vooch had started kind of showing signs of coming out of that, we know after the trade stuff came out, Zach LaVine was playing different. And that's inexcusable, right? I've always said, I'm not going to go to excusing that because that was bad. It did feel like he quit on the team at that point in time. But there's something to be said about watching on the sidelines and watching the team fight and compete on top of your trade value constantly being questioned. Now, as far as the play on the court aspect of it, Billy Donovan actually talked about it yesterday, and he said this.
Are you anxious to see how much buy-in you can get from him and what you guys have been doing in his absence? I mean, usually in the past, if you lose a guy like Zach LaVine, you're kind of SOL, but for you guys to go 10-5 over the last 15, I think sends a message maybe to him that this is the style of play that we have to do, and this is how you have to buy in. I mean, are you anxious to see how he handles that?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously talk to him in the building pretty regularly. You know, I think he has always been whatever he can do to help the team has kind of been his mentality. It's always been. I think the one thing that's always a little bit different when you talk to players that have been out, you know, it's like you talk to them and it's a totally different perspective when you're sitting out looking at it from a non-competitive standpoint. We're not in the game and you can see the game. I think he sees, you know, how we're playing, what we're doing, and You know, I think that the thing that he'd want to do is come in and contribute and enhance that and make it better. I don't think it's necessarily so much that he has to change his game. It's what he does really, really, really well. Can he, you know, bring that to the table for us? I said this before, you know, him shooting the basketball for us, especially us generating more three-point shots, important. We've been a team that hasn't generated a lot of threes. He's a guy that can do that. Like, the more opportunities for that. And I think he can see some of that stuff.
And I think that that is an important part of all of this, right? Is what do you learn from watching the game? What do you learn about how this team is playing together and how you can fit in and maybe help in some areas here? Three-point shooting being a huge part of what Zach LaVine can do effectively that can definitely help this Chicago Bulls team add even more spacing. And then you look at the three-point shooting that Kobe's been able to have when he's hitting the three ball, when he's hitting the three ball at a decent rate, is that that can really add a whole different dynamic for the Chicago Bulls. But like I've said before, it really comes down to Zach also accepting that role. And that's the factor in this that we can't ever really, we don't know, right? Until we see it, until we see how Zach is going to come out here and perform for this team that has, for the most part, been fighting with a lot of heart, competing, spreading the ball around. We've gone over all those statistics before, just how much more the ball is moving around for the Chicago Bulls. And Zach LaVine has to be make the conscious choice and decision to buy into that. And it seems like Billy Donovan has a level of confidence that Zach LaVine will buy into that. And if he does, this it can help the Chicago Bulls. So just in two areas that it definitely helps the Bulls with right away, right? And that is as Zach LaVine's still trying to get his legs back, as Zach LaVine's still getting his conditioning back, things like that. Because, look, best believe, being out for almost a month, there is probably going to be a little bit of rust on Zach LaVine. We'll see, right? Young player, will still see. But the two areas that Zach LaVine helps right away with the Chicago Bulls team is spacing, as I already talked about before. Having a player out there who is still another consistent threat to hit the three ball, when you look at the number of missed threes lately, right? Just look at Ayo Dosunmu going 1-for-6 from the three-point range in the last game that we had. You replace Zach LaVine on even a couple of those, that's more than likely going in, right? You could trust that to go in at a higher rate. I think that that is one of the things that Zach LaVine definitely can help. Now, again, that comes via him buying in and understanding his role and being more comfortable playing off the ball, which Zach has done before, right? Even the 14-9 stretch in last season, he was mainly operating off the ball. So that is something that Zach LaVine can help with right away, which can help Nikola Vucevic go to work, which can help Patrick Williams if he stays aggressive. That's one of the biggest aspects in this, too. Patrick Williams cannot regress back into passive P. Just because Zach LaVine and Nikola Vucevic are coming back here, you still have to do the things that you've been doing because they've been coming on 10 shots per game, right? So, you know, cut to the rim, try to follow up shots, get to the rebounds a little bit more. Those are the type of things that P. Will needs to make sure he does so that he doesn't get phased out with Zach LaVine returning. But let me get back on topic here. So, but yeah, floor spacing is definitely something that Zach LaVine can help with right away for the Chicago Bulls team. And that is one of the areas that we needed the most in. And then on that, allowing another player that defenses have to key in on. You cannot leave Zach LaVine, right? There are some in certain lineups that the Bulls have been having to run that defenses have been able to leave other players out open on the three-point line or even anywhere on the court. You can't leave Zach LaVine open because Zach LaVine is such a threat to be able to get to the rim on top of his three-point shooting that those are things that the defense is going to help kind of ease up. And then the Kobe White aspect. We've seen Kobe. He's gotten the star level defensive game plans against him recently, trying to take the ball out of his hands. And then this offers another opportunity to have a player like Zach LaVine. You can't really double Kobe out there, and you got to be more conscious of it. So Zach LaVine can help the Chicago Bulls team. Like I said it over on Locked On Bulls. I'm going to say it here as well. The biggest question isn't can he help the Chicago Bulls, because I think if you watch the game of basketball, you understand how he can. The bigger question is, will he help the Chicago Bulls? That is the biggest question in all of this. Will he do what's needed to be done to help the Chicago Bulls out? And that is one of the questions that it's fair to question and doubt Zach LaVine's ability and basketball IQ to do so. Now, I think that the way that we could use Zach LaVine could be so simplistic in the fact that it takes that basketball IQ aspect out of it to a certain degree. Run off catch and shoots. Come off screens. Like, this is one of the things that Zach LaVine needs to be doing at a high level. And if Billy Donovan is trying to coach this team the right way, that's some opportunities he'll be running for Zach LaVine. And then also having Vooch back as well, and us using Vooch more as a facilitator at times, and just how Vooch makes the smart decisions on cutters and players out on the perimeter, that's also something that's going to help this team overall, I think, in a big way. So let's hope I understand the pessimism surrounding Zach coming back. I understand the anxiousness for some of the fans, you know, with Zach LaVine coming back and worried, is what we've been seeing for the most part over the 17 games, is this going to maintain, or are we going to see it all come crashing down? Like I said, I can understand this can be very, very ugly. Or it can end up working out. And it working out nets more benefits back, because then even if the Bulls are still looking to move Zach LaVine, that trade value ends up getting helped. We're winning games at that point in time. We can get some more depth in here, all those type of things. So ultimately, Zach LaVine can help the Chicago Bulls. Let's just see if he will. Now, with that being said, let's go ahead and move into the next topic for today. So Bob Myers was on and talking about it. ABC, actually, I think it was before the game, and I kind of skipped over this. And he had a quote here that I just want to break down and talk about a little bit, right? He says this: if you're Bulls ownership, you got to say, what are we doing? Where are we going? And there is no good answer to that. LaVine is going to come back and play great. He has to get anything for him. He has to get anything for him. So that's the right question, right? Right there. Should the Bulls consider a rebuild? They have to consider a rebuild. If anybody is raising their hand saying, what should we do? Well, we're 10-6 without Zach LaVine. So what? That's for you kind of Bulls fans to glam into that. Nobody wants to do a rebuild. You do a rebuild because you have to do a rebuild. Now, that's a quote from Bob Myers. And, you know, when you look at Bob Myers, and you kind of avoided trying to rebuild yourself with the Warriors, but that's petty. I'm going to leave that to the side. But when it comes down to it, that is a legitimate question for the Chicago Bulls team. And while this team and the improved play and seeing players like Io DeSumo, Patrick Williams, and Kobe White really step up big, even Dalen Terry starting to, you know, step into more minutes and play okay in those minutes, right? That the Bulls could try to avoid a rebuild, and so to say. But what really is a rebuild, right? A rebuild versus a retool. We're not blowing this whole roster up, right? And then you may end up losing Zach LaVine. You may end up losing DeMar DeRozan. Does that necessitate a rebuild, right? Is that kind of a rebuild? I think ultimately the way that I took it is that what I've been saying, the Chicago Bulls have some very tough questions that they need to answer about their roster. And maybe that first domino to fall is trading Zach LaVine. Maybe the first domino is trading DeMar DeRozan. But I tell you what, the reluctance and avoidance to trade a player like Alex Caruso, whose value is all high, that's something that a lot of GMs like Bob Myers are kind of questioning with the Chicago Bulls, because right now, Alex Caruso's value is at an all-time high. You can get a first, if not multiple, probably back for Alex Caruso right now to the right team. Now, that's going to be a contending team. Those firsts aren't going to be too high, but you could do that, right? And for a former GM like Bob Myers, he's probably sitting there watching like, why is the reluctance to trade Alex Caruso, which, again, we've talked about how important Alex Caruso is to culture, how important Alex Caruso is to kind of making this all work. And the fact of the matter is, as long as the Bulls are still trying to be a team that's competing for a playoff spot, they're going to hold on to Alex Caruso. So unless a team comes with just a crazy deal that you absolutely can't say no to, the Bulls have already showed their hands. Alex Caruso is going to be a Chicago Bull as long as AK and Mark Eversley have a say about it. And they're going to try to extend him this offseason and lock him in for a longer time. Now, you have to ask questions then. Is Alex Caruso and what he is at that point to be over 30, and is that value never going to be there again? And if it's not, cool. And if you sign him to extension, you're fine just riding that out. Cool. And I think that that's the thing. I understand a lot of the talk around the Chicago Bulls and why a rebuild could make sense for this team. But I think that, like I've always said, once a front officer, anybody for that matter, tells you who they are, it tells you what they're doing, to constantly expect different is just wasting your own energy. And I think, you know, there's enough here now, I think, and even when the players that we're not using, Julian Phillips, Adama Sanogo, Onulat Batim, right, as long as we keep seeing these people, these players on the team that still have some future that this Chicago Bulls team is looking to kind of cultivate that, it's going to be a minute before a full technical rebuild happens. A retooling, that's probably coming whether we like it or not, whether that means trading Zach LaVine, this trade deadline in the offseason, DeMar DeRozan being traded or walking away. This version of the team is on its last legs for what it is with those two pillars for sure. Other players could go in those trades. We're looking at maybe even a Javon Carter, hopefully can be. Let's pray to God that he can be included in a Zach LaVine trade. Get him up out of here. But then you got to also look like maybe you trade DeMar DeRozan, but maybe that team asks you to include Andre Drummond so you can get a first or a higher first or whatever. Those type of opportunities are probably things that the Bulls are getting offers on, the Bulls are getting calls on, and they're trying to determine if that's the route that this team's going to go. So hearing that a rebuild is inevitable, but I do think that that's a great quote, that nobody wants to do a rebuild. You do a rebuild because you have to. I do think that that's a damn good quote, and we'll see how much longer that applies to the Chicago Bulls. Well, let me know what you guys think. We've been on the highs of this winning streak with Zach LaVine being out. We've seen this team kind of come back down to reality a little bit, and the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. But Zach's coming back, Vooch is coming back, so we're gonna have to see now what this team looks like with them. But do you still want to see a rebuild from the Chicago Bulls, or do you think, like me, that a retool is probably more likely than a flat-out rebuild? Let me know what you guys think on that down below. But all right, last topic of the day. Second to last. We got a little brief one here at the end of the show. But the Bulls play the Hornets today, and this is a game where we could be seeing the returns of Nikola Vucevic. We could be seeing the returns of Zach LaVine. The Bulls are riding a two-game losing streak coming into this game. The Charlotte Hornets, I believe, actually won their last game. They're on a one-game winning streak, but you know they've only been 1-9 over their last 10, and then they lost 12, 13 games in a row, something like that. This is a Charlotte Hornets team that's just not good. They're missing a bunch of their roster, the depth. We know that LaMelo Ball hasn't been playing for that team, even though word is that he could be making a return soon. Mark Williams is out. Gordon Haywood is out. This is a team that's missing a lot of their pieces. But the fact is that we've seen this Bulls team lose to teams that have been missing a lot of their pieces before. So when it comes down to it, the Bulls have to still be locked in. They still got Brandon Miller. They still got Terry Rozier, who's killed us at times before. They got Miles Bridges, who's averaging over 20 points per game. You know, this is still a team that has players that still are competing. And because of that, the Bulls have to match that energy and exceed it. They cannot play down to the level of competition if they want to win today. And don't get me wrong, there's going to be some things to work out with Zach LaVine coming back in and shaking off some rust, stuff like that. But this is a Hornets team that is bottom of the league offensively, bottom of the league defensively, bottom of the league rebounding-wise, right? This is a team that the Bulls need to come in here and take care of goddamn business. I don't care if Zach LaVine is making his first game back. I don't care if Nikola Vucevic is making the first games back. Either way, we should be able to come in here and take care of business. We've been playing with way too much heart to lose to a team like the Charlotte Hornets, but this team has to have that pride about it, right? You are back home in front of the crowd at the UC. Get back on track tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. Defensively, we need to snuff them out defensively. You have to come in and play with a game plan that you want to say, we want to struggle the life out of the Charlotte Hornets before we get to the third quarter, much like just got done to you, in the first half of that game. You got to do the same thing the Chicago Bulls do. They have to come in here and have a game plan that they want to take care of business and get this done early and fast and get the hell up out of there, get some rest. The Bulls have to take care of business tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. And if they don't, listen, this Hornets team, I get it. They don't have a whole hell of a lot of talent looking at it. But this is still a team that does have scorers, does have shooters on this court. And we've seen how the Chicago Bulls are susceptible to teams that can shoot lights out and they can get hot. And if you let the Charlotte Hornets get hot on you and you end up losing this game, that would be an embarrassment to the heart that you've been playing with. Like I said, you don't get any excuse that you're just working players back into the rotation. We should have more than enough to play well against the Charlotte Hornets team. And offensively, we got to wake up, man. Kobe White getting back on track in the last game. Love to see that from Kobe White. But you have to do what the Philadelphia 76ers did to you in the first half. That's what I want to see the Bulls do to this Charlotte Hornets team. And we haven't had a lot of big wins like that. This Bulls team, even when they were winning games, haven't had a lot of games where they've just taken care of opponents early, put them away, and then we've been able to see Adama Sanogo and Julian Phillips check in a positive blowout for the Chicago Bulls. That's what I want to see this game. The Bulls have to take care of business and execute offensively. You have a game plan offensively. You have a plan of attack that has, for the most part, been working. Come in here and take care of business against the Charlotte Hornets. You can't have the off nights tonight. Yes, they got some perimeter players. I don't care about that. Kobe White needs to be Kobe White tonight, regardless of Zach LaVine's coming back or not. This Charlotte Hornets team doesn't really have anybody that should be able to consistently guard DeMar DeRozan in the mid-range. That should happen. This isn't a team that has a whole hell of a lot of size. Andre Drummond and Nikola Vucevic should feast on the rebounds, if nothing else. This Bulls team needs to come in here at home, at the UC, in the city of Chicago, and take care of business. You guys know I haven't been predicting wins and losses for 2 years. The show's only been around 2.5 years. I stopped predicting wins and losses then, but at the end of the day, this is a team that the Bulls should be able to take care of business on, but they have to come in and execute. Don't just look down upon your opponent and say this should be an easy night and not come in here and execute. You know what the really good teams do? They come in and they execute regardless of who's in front of them or not, and if they can put them away early, they put them away early and move on about their business. That is what this Bulls team needs to do. They don't have the defenders. They don't have the rebounding. They don't have the offensive firepower either. Take care of business tonight. Listen, Zach LaVine, this is your first game back. Go ahead and eat, my boy. Right? Do that. And Billy Donovan's coaching and adjustments are going to be important for this game as well. How does he use that lineup, reintroducing two players that have been out with injuries for a while, right? Billy Donovan has to do a really good coaching job tonight as far as balancing out his rotation and coming up with a game plan that defensively you're trying to snuff this team out. That's what this team needs to do, man, and hopefully they can take care of business. We've seen this, but this is an 8-24 team. And by that, like I said, I want to make it clear here. In no way am I saying the Bulls, this should just be a cakewalk for the Chicago Bulls, because we've seen it. The Chicago Bulls can make games difficult on them, and they've done it a lot. They've done it a lot. But there's no reason why a team that, even without, let's take Zach LaVine and out of it, a team with DeMar DeRozan and Kobe White and the way that he's been scoring, defenders like Ayo Dosunmu, Alex Caruso in the game like that, there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to take care of a Charlotte Hornets team that's nursing a lot of damn injuries, man. And listen, Terry Rozier just came back in the last game as well. Like they beat the Sacramento Kings, right? So I give them credit for that. That is why you can't overlook this team at all. And in that game, it was Miles Bridges, 27 points. P.J. Washington off the bench with 17. And Terry Rozier with 34 points upon his return that killed that Sacramento Kings team. The Bulls cannot allow that to happen and allow that to be them tonight. They have to lock in, they have to execute, and they have to play. And this is a game where the defensive game plan, I'm really watching Billy to see how he comes up with that defensive game plan against a perimeter-heavy team like the Charlotte Hornets. But let me know what you guys think on that. Now, I said we had one more topic before we get out of here today. It's just something briefly I want to touch on. So the first returns came back for the All-Star voting overall. And so DeMar DeRozan was ninth amongst all guards, even though that's weird. DeMar DeRozan hasn't played guard since he came here to the Chicago Bulls. The fact they keep listing him on the All-Star ballot as a guard is really frustrating because that allows for less votes for players like a Kobe White. But Kobe White's not in the top 10 at all. When you look at the guards, Tyrese Halliburton, Dame, Trae Young, Donovan Mitchell, Tyrese Maxey, Jalen Brunson, LaMelo Ball, Derek White, and then DeMar DeRozan at number 9, Drew Holiday at number 10. So, you know, if LaMelo's still hurt, they're going to need an injury replacement there. I don't know if Kobe can get in on that. And then we have no forwards involved in the All-Star voting for the Chicago Bulls team at all. All that kind of makes sense, right? But like I've said, guys, make sure you guys show up, turn out for the voting, support our players, Kobe and DeMar, Alex Caruso. Those are the players that get my vote more times than not. But it's unfortunate they're all listed as guards. So that just kind of sucks when it comes down to it. I don't know. Why do you keep trying to dick us around by listing DeMar DeRozan as a guard? DeMar DeRozan hasn't been a guard even since his San Antonio days. It's like, come on, man. Y'all got to update this narrative because y'all affecting the voting. But that's just a little petty thing on my side, man. But shout out to DeMar DeRozan being ninth in voting in all guards, especially in a season where he's taking a step back. And that's another question that we asked ourselves coming into the season. Would DeMar DeRozan be willing to take a step back to allow other players more shots and more opportunities? And DeMar DeRozan has done that. DeMar DeRozan has taken a step back, and to still be acknowledged as being voted for All-Star as much as he has, that says something. It also says something that it's a popularity contest. And, you know, it is what it is. He's a name that's been on that ballot for a while, so that plays a part into it as well. But, you know, good to see DeMar DeRozan at least being representative on that list. Hopefully we get a representative of the Chicago Bulls in the All-Star game. But that's my time for today, guys. Make sure you guys are following the show at Bulls Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, bullcentralpod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, thanks to you guys. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See you right if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.